Hello, everybody, and welcome to SCM Podcast Episode 13.
Woo!
Yes,
yay.
We're recording number 13.
Lucky number.
Okay. No, be quiet. Be quiet.
Shut your face.
I am your host, Colton.
Host? No. You're not the host.
Yeah. You're all my co-hosts, so...
What? I am nobody's co-host.
I have a Twitter if you want to follow me. That'll be in the...
No.
Shut your face.
I'm here with Thomas.
The engine train.
Okay. Toby's here.
Toby?
Who's Toby?
Toby.
Toby the cat. The cat's here. Toby.
And,
your name
and
is
we have
Toby.
We have John. John is here also.
John, say hi.
Who's fuck John? You.
John. Say hi, John.
Oh, can you just do it properly? It's confusing.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's in it with your imaginary
is
friends.
John, a.k.a. Josh.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, and then Mickle.
Mickle.
It sounds like pickle.
Okay,
you
and
it also sounds like Mickle.
We also have a very special guest here with us. Her name is Emily.
Hey, no, guys.
I guess.
Oh, God, it's a girl.
That was the sound of Colton climaxing.
Oh, well, this podcast is going off in a good start.
Wait, I told you to keep your hands on the desk, okay? Not in the trousers, Colin. On the desk.
Excuse Colin for being a nobbit, Tom.
Yeah.
Do I need to turn on my video chat so you can keep an eye on me?
No, we're good.
Probably.
Oh, boy.
So, how's everybody doing today?
I am feeling fantastic.
Wonderful. Well, that's a first from Joshua. Fantastic. Usually it's like, I'm all right.
Well, you know, me.
You're usually depressed and anxious.
Well, I mean, I had a good day. I had a good day. Me and Tom.
I'm on the podcast.
If I wanted
to be happy because a girl was on the podcast, I'd have found the girl on the podcast a long time ago.
Yeah, shut up, Joshua. You're not
He's such a stud.
Josh, quit pretending that you know girls.
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, I know. I know all the ladies. I know all the women's.
Trust me.
Ladies
in
video games
girls.
Don't count.
I know.
Oh, you got face!
Oh.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Well, so, was it like an Ice Cube good day or just like a regular good day?
I think it was an Ice Cube a good day because me and Tom were recording freaking Let's Plays for Zombie Call of Duty.
Whoa. The Ice Cube? What?
Oh my, no! Come on, Tom! You have never heard that song?
Black people rap.
No.
You never heard the song Good... Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
You've never heard... What?
Wow.
Tom, you haven't heard of Ice Cube before?
I've heard of Ice Cube, because he was in...
Tom, have you heard anything outside of the UK?
Wait, Josh.
Come on.
Josh, have you heard of Compton, California?
No.
Oh, God, we got a lot to teach you.
Honestly, Tom.
It's in New York, actually.
Yeah, it's in New York. They all lied. It was a conspiracy.
Okay. So interesting.
Well, you know.
Your face.
More interesting than skins.
Are you going to talk about why your day is so good, Joshua, or are you just going to sit there playing?
Well, I was like telling it, but I keep on being interrupted, as usual, per a podcast, but, you know.
Well, you know, we only have six people.
Interrupting
so
cow.
I don't know why you're getting interrupted.
Yeah, of course. But anyways, as I was saying before, me and Tom were recording Let's Plays for Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, which was...
Interrupting cow?
Fuck you. We're recording a Let's Play, and...
Moo.
You know what? Fuck you guys. You can just go on with your stupid podcast.
Well, thanks for listening.
Have a great day, guys.
Wait, I have the best story to tell you guys.
Whoa, before we start...
Is it about knitting?
She's been waiting to tell the story all day.
Wait, before we start talking about this story, I like to tell my story.
Before we get started on your story, I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Did you finally get that internship to Rooster Teeth?
Wait, I want to tell my story.
I haven't even played. No, but I broke my screen phone. Not phone screen.
Your screen phone?
Screen phone.
My screen
Did you scream at the phone and
yes.
it broke?
No, I dropped it on the concrete from about 4 foot, so.
Why? Yeah,
that happened. I was charging it, and the charger got wrapped around my chair, and when I, like, turned, it ripped it off the table, or
it
whatever.
The only thing I'm gathering from this is that you've got concrete floors.
Just like in this one part, yeah. Downstairs.
You've got one patch of concrete.
Yeah, it's just like 4 foot and 4 foot by 4 foot square.
Colton,
damn, it's
I don't
pretty
even
rough
know
in the
where
south to
from.
Get some carpeting.
Unless you're working outside.
Well, the rest of the floor is dirt, so I guess it's kind of good.
Colton, you had what I'd like to call a Tsukasa moment.
A what?
You'd have to watch Lucky Star to understand.
You reference too much animes that nobody's watched, Josh.
Well, I mean, it's not my fault if you haven't watched quality television.
Television? You call that quality television, Josh?
Television? That's how you pronounce it, Michael? Television? Yes.
Yeah,
I watch
quality
television.
Television.
It's Qualavision.
That's how Arnold Schwarzenegger says it.
It's no Jersey Shore.
Television.
Shut up, Tom. Get your Jersey Shore bullshit out of here.
No. Yeah. Oh, speaking of the Jersey Shore, it got
love
pounded.
Literally, they got like fisted in the ass. That's what you're
fist
talking
pump.
About.
That's what she said.
Fist pump.
Is that how you respect all Americans? Just to sound like the Jersey Shore?
Nah, just the Guidos.
Oh. Wow! Hey!
Whoa!
That's racist. That is
Whoa,
racist.
Calm down there, bro.
How
we don't want the
racist?
Italians to come
Guido
over
is a, Guido's a slang. It's like if you would call a Spanish person a spick. It's just
Whoa,
not
Joshua,
proper.
Don't teach
them I'm using that as a reference. It doesn't count. Shut your mouth.
But Josh, you can't let them use that. That's like saying the
They can't use it. I'm telling them. They can't use it. That's like you can't say Guido.
Guido is not a racial term.
I'm black, cracker.
It is a slang.
Colin, you know, there's no turning back once you say
it's
it.
It's a slang, but it's not a racial slur.
No, I am black.
It is a racial slur.
If they openly use it on television?
Well, they say a lot of things on television they shouldn't be saying, so, you know.
Well, they let the black people say the N-word on television, so.
Well, they change it, so it's age-appropriate.
No, they don't. I watch Sons of Anarchy. They sound just like
Well,
the people
that's Sons
New
of
York.
Anarchy, okay? There's a difference
Listen,
between Sons of Anarchy
fault.
And the rest
I
of
watch
television.
Better television than you do.
Nah, I'd say I still watch better television than you.
You
okay.
know what?
Name some
I wanna
shows
hear some
that are
stories.
That people know.
My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
My Little Pony.
Well, everybody loves that.
Tom,
show.
Shut up. You love it.
No.
Why are you watching My Little Pony?
Because
Whoa,
it's a great
we
show.
Got a pony hater here.
Thank you.
Well, she didn't hate. She just asked the question.
Yeah.
It's because it's a good show. It's generally entertaining, unlike most of American television these days.
And somehow these two dipshits converted me to it.
I wouldn't say converted you. You just decided to watch it.
Because I got bored, okay?
Why would you want to watch it? Like, I don't understand.
Well, why would you want to watch any TV show?
It's a good show. It's quality entertainment.
Yeah,
no.
So.
Why?
Why would you want to watch Jersey Shore?
Get out.
Whoa, wait. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are you talking about? The one from the 90s or the shitty, you know, newer ones?
Not the newer one, but the one from, I think it was in, like, middle school when it came out. It was on Cartoon Network. It was awesome.
So probably the 90s version.
No, I think she's talking about the one that actually came out, like, the year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the older version better.
I mean.
The older ones are all right.
Yeah.
The.
I'm not sure when. I think I know which one you're talking about, but I think it was just called TMNT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let our guest now
That one
talk.
Was good. But ponies are good. Trust me, ponies are good.
Okay. She's got some news that she wants to tell on the podcast.
Okay.
You're pregnant. So, congrats.
No. Hey, is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations.
I hope your first child is a masculine
Shut
child.
Up.
Oh, shit, getting pissed on your own podcast.
I know, right?
You know, be careful with that kind of news. Literally tens of people listen to this.
No, it's official now. We all know that Tony's balls work.
Tony got his man cards back.
I have them. At least
you
I have balls.
So do I. They just don't come out my stomach.
Okay, let her talk because I think
I'm
she
her
wants
talk.
To.
Let her
she's
talk.
About
Go.
To burst if she doesn't say anything.
I know, it's so exciting. Okay, so
that's what she said.
Have you guys ever? Shut up! God, I hate you so much. Have you guys ever played Zelda Ocarina of Time?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
You know how Link goes... Okay, well, the main character goes from younger to older throughout the game.
Benjamin Button.
So, we were at GameStop today, and Tony was talking to the clerk, and he had a tattoo, and Tony's like, oh, is that from Dishonored? And the guy showed it, and it was from Zelda. It was the Triforce. And I was like, how did you not know?
How do you get that mixed up?
I don't know.
To be fair... I saw...
Defend yourself.
No, there is no to be fair. Okay, Tony.
Shut
I got a question
up.
For you. No, I got a question for you. Would you get a tattoo for a game that came out a couple months ago or years ago?
I've
seen people with Dishonored tattoos. But to be fair, the outside of the Triforce had little spiky tendril things that looked like the outside of the Dishonored tattoo.
You have no excuse.
I do have an excuse.
Nope,
anyway,
nope.
So that's not even the best part.
Oh, shut your face.
All right, shut up, Dillhalls. Let her talk already. Damn.
So, I'm sorry. It was really funny. So Tony and we were talking to the clerk, and I said, you know, I'm going to have to force you to play Zelda. And Tony goes, well, I've played it already. And I said, well, how far did you get? And he goes, well, I got to this castle with the mountain. Well, and both when you're younger and older in the game... That's the same. There's two parts that's exactly the same. So I said, is it when you were younger or older? And he goes, well, I played it like a year ago.
See,
I was
told
talking.
You
I was talking. I found it hilarious.
Oh.
Shut up. Do you get it? Cut.
Oh,
I meant.
Yeah, it's
twisting the
Shut
story.
Up. It was funny when it was there.
I'm laughing on the inside, really.
I hate you all.
Oh, boy,
I told you, they will not think it's funny.
My mom bought Peter stuff. It was hilarious.
That's because you're a girl.
It's hilarious.
That's Wait, like did you a... say she's a troll?
I said she's a girl.
Oh, I said she's a troll.
Whoa, would be
Josh, you need to get out more.
Hey, I get out all the times.
You always go to Chinatown, though.
That's not true. I also go to Tribeca and Soho.
I
go to Tribeca and Soho, mind you. So I don't just go to Chinatown. It's not a lie. My school's in freaking Tribeca.
Josh, you always say, oh, I'm going to Chinatown. I'll see you in a couple hours.
Well, I go to Brooklyn, too. So I can hear what's good.
Let's be honest, Josh. When you go to Chinatown, it takes about 30 seconds.
Wait, what? Well,
I didn't understand that one either.
Please explain.
Yeah,
he's a quick comer.
What did that mean? I go to Chinatown, it takes 30 seconds?
That was a sexual joke.
I don't... What was sexual about it? Am I making love to Chinatown?
Well, I mean, yellow,
Chinatown
right?
Chinatown being Shut a up. Euphemism.
What about euphemism?
Well, I guess once you go yellow, I don't know.
Wow, Michael. Wow. Comedy genius. Dude, next freaking Daniel Tosh right here. Freaking Michael Perez. What a comedy, man.
Shut up, Josh.
You didn't let him finish the joke. It could have been good. Could have saved it.
No. Don't even try and salvage that, Tom.
Nah, I'm not. I won't. It's poor quality.
Anyway.
Just like this podcast. Whoops, did I say that out loud?
You'll need a new fellow.
I mean, YOLO, right?
Story on Facebook.
If I hear one more person say YOLO on this podcast, I'm going to stab all three of you.
Well, I mean YOLO, right?
Yeah, YOLO.
Michael, you're the unfortunate one that lives right next to me, so, you know, you're the first to go.
Yeah, unfortunately, Josh, I'm the one who buys most of your stuff, you cheap bastard.
Michael, are you about to use the fact that you buy material possessions that you are a good person?
Yes.
That's
you live
nice.
A sad, sad life.
I'm just joshing you.
Get the fuck out of here.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I got Black Ops 2 this week.
Yeah.
So did about half the world.
Don't think half the world got the Care Package Edition.
No, I'm pretty sure half the world also got the Care Package Edition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they made more than one.
Yeah, really, you're not the only one, Mike.
No, but when I went to GameStop. Nobody got the Hardened Edition nor the Legendary Edition. Everybody just got the regular edition. I think the guy told me, he was like, I was the only one who actually pre-ordered the Care Package Edition.
What, did you go there, like, first time in the morning or something? You're probably not the first person to pick it up, so of course he's going to say that.
Well,
no,
I
wasn't the first person in there. I actually went on my lunch break to get it. And it was, like, a pretty good, like, maybe 4 or 5 hours they already opened.
Fair enough.
See, he didn't go to the midnight release. He didn't go there.
No, I don't go to midnight releases. The only midnight release I went this this November was the Halo 4 one.
Damn yeah.
What? Like they said the same thing to us when we bought the Halo 4 Xbox. They were like, "Oh, you guys are the only ones that bought this thing."
Well, they said
we're the only ones crazy enough to spend that much money.
No, I actually got...
Well, the new Xbox is going to come out next year.
I don't really care.
Shut up, Colin. You can't say stuff like that.
It's not going to be next year.
Oh, he's a shadow broker. What? He can say what he wants.
I'm speculating.
It'll be...
Well, I mean, you're right.
They'll release information about it next year, but it won't be out.
Have you... I got this. I don't know if you guys got this email, because I know everybody here has Xbox Live account. But did you get this email that Xbox sent about 10 years of Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy? It's been 10 years since the Xbox came to our lives and introduced us to wonders and fantasies.
Well. It's on about original Xbox as well as 360.
Didn't original Xbox come out in 2001, though?
Yeah, but Xbox Live didn't start till...
It was a year after.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah. No, that seems about right.
Imagine a world without Xbox, actually.
We'd all be on PlayStation Network, and that would be a terrible world indeed.
Yes, it would.
It would be a very dark time.
And no Halo would ever come out.
Oh, Call of Duty Tales would have been nicked.
Wait, what? wait, what?
Do you Josh, wait. Do you remember when the PSN network got hacked and everybody's credit
card? Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's what Tom's trying to say.
Yeah, it really would be the Dark Ages then. Yeah. Everyone was on that.
What happened?
The PlayStation Network got hacked and everyone's details got taken, so money got stolen from everyone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't buy PS3.
And that's why if you buy a PS3, just go free. Don't sue anything else.
That's why Sony is such a success.
Yeah, really. Unlike apparently. Hostess.
So, does
Michael, before we go on. I need everyone to give a moment of silence to Hostess, who has filed for bankruptcy now, which means no more Twinkies.
Who cares?
No, it's true.
Nobody eats those stupid Twinkies anyway.
What? How dare you people disrespect Hostess? All the good treats they gave you?
I'm with Josh on this one.
Just because their company is going down doesn't mean that no one is ever going to make a Twinkie ever again.
But it won't be.
Listen, this is just a knockoff.
Have you ever been to Aldi's or anything like that?
Okay, let me ask you something, Tony. Would you prefer Hostess-made Twinkies or the freaking knockoff ones they make off the streets of Compton, okay?
Because they taste the same. I don't
know. No, they don't.
Listen, guys. No. Listen, I'm going to go into straight economics here, but if somebody were to buy the Hostess company, it wouldn't go away. They would just buy it over and just start making the product again. Only somebody else would.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Joshua, that's simple economics. I took economics in school. I know what I'm talking about.
So did I, Michael. That doesn't make you freaking Donald Trump up in here, okay?
Josh, you and me, we're going to buy the Hostess. We'll show them all.
Yeah, really. Dude, if you looked on eBay recently... Michael, on eBay, someone sold a box, like a 12-pack box of Twinkies for $65 and actually got the money.
That's bullshit.
Because they know there's not going to be any more left.
There's always a supplies and demand for those kinds of things, Joshua.
No, there won't.
Yeah,
there'll be the knockoff crappy Aldi's brand. There'll be crappy Aldi's economic brand ones.
Okay. Yeah, but can't they sell the rights of them? And
that's what I'm trying to say. They will just sell the rights and somebody else will buy it.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
No, you can do that.
You can, but it doesn't mean they will do it.
Okay, why are we talking about Twinkies again?
It's probably the last time they can get money, so why not?
Because they want to keep the secret with them. It's like, what if McDonald's went out of business? Would they give people the secret to the Big Mac?
Probably.
If they're going to get money, yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
But McDonald's is never going to go under because it just generates too much money.
It generates too much heart disease, too.
No, not like it is.
You know, but nobody's stopping that studies going on.
Hey,
neither
is anyone
stopping cigarettes.
Let's all whisper.
Hey, do you hear Tony and Emily whispering? Does everyone hear Tony and Emily whispering?
Sorry.
Want to hear them whispering?
We're conversing about what food we would like to eat later.
Note to self, bump that audio.
Yeah, really.
I'll bump it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody will be able to hear.
It's all about right. Viviano's and McDonald's.
All right. What was I going to originally see? Oh, yeah. Does anybody give a shit that Wii U's coming out, like, today?
No,
not at all.
Wait, it's coming out today?
I think it's either today or tomorrow it's supposed to come out.
I didn't even know.
No, it already came. It came out,
Wii
like,
U
today.
Is the biggest way
no, it came out today, yeah.
See,
I've seen
no,
nothing.
No, no, no. Here's what I'll
Wii
say. I'll give my two cents about it. The Wii U was kind of a decent idea with the whole thing if you played Zombie U, because that's freaking amazing, but everything else is crap. That's all I have to say.
I've seen nothing about that Wii U.
I second that motion.
What? None of you have like actually like checked out Zombie U?
No, I haven't seen any like advertising or anything.
I'm not gonna.
I'm not gonna
pay $250 to play one video.
I haven't seen anything.
No, neither would I. I'm not saying that by Wii U so you can play Zombie U. I'm saying that's the only good thing there, and that's a problem.
Exactly. Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Because like, no, go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, and isn't it like you have the three people playing the actual game, and then the person with the Wii U is doing something completely different, isn't it?
What, Zombie
U? A whole nother. No, just the Wii U itself.
Like, if you play a multiplayer game, like, three people have Wiimotes, but the one person just stuck with a touchscreen.
And they have to, they do something, they aren't playing the same game either. They're doing something completely different with the game.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Not if you know how to, like, have you seen anything about Zombie U, first off?
No.
Well, the way Zombie U works is that you have one person playing as the survivor, and then you have another person who plays the zombies. The person that plays the zombies uses the touchscreen controller, and they kind of play RTS style, which is like of Age of Empires or something, where they kind of command all the zombies, and they kind of put them in certain locations, and they can buy upgrades for their zombies. So in that way, that's kind of genius how they made that technology with the Wii U work.
But
everything else is terrible.
No.
That would be fun. Dude, me and Michael played that at Comic-Con. Michael, were you having fun playing Zombie U?
Eh, more or less.
At least that's more or less.
Or was it just more something to do?
$200 for more.
It's not worth
that.
It. Yeah. It's not worth buying the console for. I'm just saying that, you know, I like to give credit where credit is due. There's actually one good game on the Wii U, but that doesn't make me want to buy it.
Silence.
Hey, at least it was. Hey, at least it wasn't like the PS3. At least it wasn't the PS3's like title launch where every game was terrible. There was no good games for that system when it came out. At least,
you're having an argument with yourself.
Wait, what?
You're having an argument with yourself.
Am I having an argument with myself?
Pretty much. No one else is contributing.
I don't know.
You're like, Jesus, stuff was terrible.
Well, it was.
I know, but we all agreed with you.
You know what? Actually, I want to talk about something. I want to talk about the amazing video me and Tom and guest star Joshua was in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? We're doing this?
Wait, are you talking about the Assassin's Creed one?
Oh, yeah.
It was okay.
That was a good video.
No, it wasn't.
It
was great.
Well, I mean, you kept on shushing me like a dirtbag.
Well, I was trying to concentrate, and you're like, oh, press B, press B, press B.
Concentrate on walking and finding someone to press X on. It doesn't need much concentration.
Sounds kind of hot.
Wait, what?
I'm going to press X on you. I'm going to press X on you.
Tony, can you save your foreplay for after the podcast is over?
Whoa!
I'm just trying to help Colton out over here.
Oh, God.
No, that video came out quite well, though.
Yeah, it did come out well. It's just Joshua who doesn't like it because he wasn't playing.
No, I didn't mind like commentating, but you were just shushing me, and I wanted to say stuff, and you're like, no, don't talk.
Yeah, but you kept telling me, oh, do this, do that. He's right behind you.
Because he was right behind you, and you didn't.
All
dude,
right,
you were,
let me make the goddamn
screw that. He wasn't right behind you. He was right in front of you, and I'm telling you, press X, and then you get stabbed from behind.
I'm just going to say I won.
Tom,
shut
you didn't
up,
win.
Tom.
You were in fourth place.
You got fourth place.
You got eighth.
But you didn't win. So who cares?
I won in the battle of me and Michael.
Dude, you didn't win. Therefore, it doesn't matter that you came in fourth place.
I won in the battle of me and Michael.
But you didn't win in the battle of everyone else in there.
Video?
Doesn't matter. Everyone else doesn't matter.
Wait.
Everyone else does matter. That's like saying no one in World War II mattered besides freaking Germany and the USA.
That's
true.
Exactly.
What about Japan?
Nobody cares about Japan. Oh, wow. They bombed Pearl Harbor.
Whoa. That's a little heavy, Michael. I wouldn't be saying that.
No, I wouldn't say that in front of a U.S. soldier, but I'm just saying.
Oh, but the you'd be only... willing to say in the comfort of your little room. Of course. What a pussy.
New topic.
It's actually 15, but you know.
10? 15? I mean, stop ring. Lying.
It's 15.
Stop lying.
It's 15.
It's not 15.
Actually,
numbers don't matter.
It's like 2. Well,
we have like 100 people in the Rooster Teeth group, but I'm pretty sure none of them actually listen.
Nah, they don't.
Which we're gonna have to do something about that, actually.
Well, get on it, then.
I know, right? This is bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Anyway, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, we made, speaking of amazing videos, Tom and us are back in Resident Evil 5. And we found some surprise guests in there, actually.
If any of you watched it, it's pretty shit.
Were there was
a surprise. We found some Gundam-style zombies.
Gundam-style? Gundam-style?
Well, yeah.
It's Gangnam-style, not Gundam.
Whatever!
You're stupid.
You're stupid!
No. Only you, Michael. Only you.
Just no. No.
Kiss my ass.
What is it?
Sorry, Michael, but that'll take all year. Oh.
Damn, that's hateful.
Yeah, he's a hateful, vindictive son of a bitch.
Michael, do you even know what the word vindictive means?
Monster like a sin.
Yes.
Wait, what? I'm a what?
They're having their own podcast.
No, we're not.
It's called the Tony Cast.
No, it's called Dinner.
Pretty much.
Dinner at 3:35?
Well, by the time we're done, it'd be like...
Josh, it's not 3, it's
dinner.
4.
It's 4:35.
For us.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, like I said, for us.
For Tom, it's like almost midnight.
For Tom, it's 9:45.
No, it's 9:35.
9:35, whatever. Wait, Tony, what time zone are you in?
What?
We're Central.
3:35. Well, 36 now.
Yeah.
Wow, sorry, Mr. Talking Clock.
Well, sorry, Mr. Knobbit Head.
And in 18 seconds, 19, 20, 21, 22.
I think this is the most energized we've been. This is like the most energized we've been for a podcast in a long time.
I like the chicken dance you did there.
Who did a chicken dance?
Shout out to the
Tony's
chicken dance
character.
So nobody can see.
I'm sorry. Tony's character did a chicken dance.
Whoa, unprofessional. You guys are playing while doing the podcast?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Michael,
okay.
You don't have a right to talk. You've done it before.
Yeah. But I was professional about it.
Aha, you died.
Yeah.
You're dead.
So, anyway. What was I going to do? Oh, all this week I was watching shows, you know, to catch up on some stuff. You know, like Sons of Anarchy. What else did I watch? I watched some Royal Pains. I finally caught up with season 3 of The Walking Dead. And I guess that's all.
I haven't watched that yet.
Michael, are you talking to yourself?
No, yeah. I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to you guys.
I didn't realize you were talking to us. It just sounded like you were just like listing down the stuff you watched to yourself.
Yeah.
Mhm. I still need to watch Forward Under Dawn.
You haven't watched that yet?
I haven't watched it yet. Don't worry,
have
Colin,
you not downloaded yet?
I have. I just haven't.
Then go watch it. When we're done with this, you better go watch it, dude. Seriously.
Nope.
I still gotta watch this.
Wait, Tom. Did you say no?
I haven't watched it. I'm not going to watch it after this.
Oh my god, this thing is ridiculous.
I will watch it, just not now.
Okay, sure, whatever. But I'm talking about Colton. Colton needs to go watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so it doesn't really... I'm on Colton's side.
Well, you don't have Halo 4, so, you know.
I'll watch it this week sometime.
Hopefully.
That a bitch.
So, anyway...
Jeez.
Anybody else want to talk about some stuff?
Well, we better. We've only gone for about half an hour.
These podcasts get shorter and shorter every time.
Come on.
Josh, tell your story about the Let's Play.
I tried to, like, the beginning of the podcast, and you guys are all being assholes.
Then tell it already, goddammit.
Podcast. We have nothing else to talk about.
Oh, so now it's like, oh, this is like the shittiest thing we can talk about, so we got nothing else to talk about.
It's pointless.
It's not pointless. It's not pointless.
Just be happier.
Carry on. Go on then.
All right. Well, I guess me and Tom were playing some Call of Duty, and he was saying Nobbit, and I was laughing, and then he had to quit.
Wait, there.
That was the whole story?
That was my story. See?
Yeah. Well,
that's basically when Tom keeps saying bollocks, and I kept laughing all the time.
But bollocks, you know what it means. Nobbit is like, what?
Nobbit is a word you've just made up.
No, Nobbit is what it sounds when you say knobhead. You say knobhead really fast, and it's like nobbit. And it's like nobbit?
Yeah, that's just the way I talk.
That's just the way you talk, Frankie Muniz.
But what is a knobhead?
Not, oh my god, Tony, explain. Jesus. Not gonna have to teach a woman.
I don't understand.
But what, like, does it mean, like, is it like a strong insult, or is it like a low insult? Like, it's like,
it's like,
does it mean like
idiot,
I'm dumb?
Or like...
Does it mean like I'm dumb, or does it mean I'm an asshole?
It's like,
you people really don't know what this means.
No, it's like,
okay,
it's lower...
Colin. Okay, Colin.
What's so hard to comprehend about a word that can just be an insult?
But is it like a strong insult? Like, is it very hurtful, or is it just meant to be like playful?
No, it's like a lower form of dickhead.
But an insult, okay, so what's the difference between dumb and I fucking hate you?
Yeah.
It's just an insult.
But what does, like, is it a harsh insult, or is it just like a playful one? Can you be are you being really mean when you're saying it?
How angry was Tom when he said it?
I don't know. He sounded kind of like, oh, knobhead.
Knobhead.
Well, then it's probably, I don't know.
All right.
He's like, all these knobhits.
Let's get off the shitty ass Let's Play they're talking about.
Hey, our Let's Play was amazing.
I was watching some TV the other day with my mom, and there was a show. I don't know if you guys watched the show. It's like Most Shocking Videos.
It's wow.
Like, it counts down like 1 to like, I don't know, like 100
Seven.
Most shocking videos. And then these videos were like girls out of control. And I saw something.
Oh,
was this on like eight? What is this like on HBO?
No, this was on.
Was this like the Playboy Channel?
Was this Comedy Central at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, sorry, everyone's off topic here. The fact is, he's watching it with his mum.
Yeah.
Well, wait, what is that? Wait, Michael, what are you trying to say about our mom?
Apparently, your mum and Michael enjoy watching girls going wild together.
No. You jackasses. You always try. No, but I'm going to send you a link to this, and I want you to watch it and see how disturbing this video is.
I don't think I can enjoy it as
live
much.
Reaction video?
Okay. Yeah,
two
basically.
Chicks arm
wrestling. I'm just
going
to say, two chicks arm wrestling.
No, I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this. I'm not watching this.
No, I'm not watching that.
I saw arm break. That's all I needed to see to know. I don't want to watch this.
Okay, I'm watching it. Okay. They're getting ready.
We'll watch it.
They're getting ready. I'm adding live commentary to this.
Break arm.
Here, wait. Start it at the same time, so we can
sync up.
Three,
it's like syncing up your periods.
Aw, now I gotta play catch up.
I am not watching that. The title itself sounds disgusting.
It's gonna gross me out.
Dude, I can't believe they showed this on TV too.
No, what time is this though?
It was like 5 o'clock.
Bored. Okay, they're getting ready, getting pumped up.
Oh god, here it comes.
Let me know who wins.
Okay. I like the guy's hat.
Yes.
It's pretty sexy.
One girl has her hair pulled back.
She's gonna win. Back. She's gonna win.
She's
here
gonna
it goes.
Win.
Oh.
Oh god. That's gross.
Wasn't that fucking disturbing?
Oh, just like pop.
Shut up.
She broke her arm. They broke her arm.
That is nothing.
That wasn't too bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Tony, that we're not all like very strong, manly men like you.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Oh! You got your man card taken away, Tony. What now?
Second time, too.
For the second time.
In the video, you can hear it pop.
Well, guys, we do know what we can learn from this video.
Yeah, it's gross.
It does not sound
like that, no.
It sounds a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we've all learned something, though.
What did we learn?
Come on. You don't get a hand job from people like that.
She will break your dick.
That was well timed, Tom. That was well timed.
Break your knob.
Yeah, she'll rip it off.
Oh, break your knob. Oh, wow. I didn't even. Oh, my. Stop it, Tom. Stop it.
So,
that's funny.
I guess we go on to talking about ponies.
Do you want
to? I haven't watched it. I don't want to.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
Okay, Josh, have you watched it yet?
Yes, but then it just occurred to me that I realized that I'm probably the only one in this podcast who actually has the hub as a natural channel on his cable.
I haven't. I've got DirecTV.
Then, wait, you don't have it or
you
do?
We have Netflix.
No, I have hub.
Then why don't you watch it when it comes out?
Because I was busy.
What were you doing?
Saturday morning. And then... It doesn't matter.
Jacking off, basically.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, I was not. Yeah. Actually.
Fisting.
Fisting? Wow, Tom.
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible, so.
So the first thing that comes to Michael's mind, is jerking off. The first thing that comes to Tom's mind is fisting.
I said masturbation before.
Sure.
You have to listen back, because I did say it.
All right.
I just thought I'd move on. Take it up a notch.
Whoa, what is that supposed
Let's
to mean?
Let's take it up a notch.
No.
No.
Or whatever those Yu-Gi-Oh guys say these days.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, God.
The hell are you talking about?
Can we not do the anime?
Here comes the bombardment.
Can we not do it?
What?
First off, I'm pretty sure they still say it's time to duel in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Did you just have a stroke?
Why? What's
they
wrong?
Say let it rip in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Fuck you, Tom. Right. Call him.
You almost
I was about to blame Tom for that one. I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No.
Oh, wait. You guys played Do you guys played Assassin's Creed yet?
Yes.
No.
Nope. Do you want? You guys want to hear the ending of it?
No.
Because it's been like over 2 weeks.
No. I don't
know.
Can
we discuss Halo 4 yet?
Yes, can we discuss
Halo
4?
Okay, let's go back to Halo 4. Well, Spartan Ops 2 has come out.
Spartan Ops 2?
Yeah, Episode 2.
Episode 2.
I thought it was like
Iron Man. I have not been able to finish the first episode yet.
Why?
Well, after this podcast, I think, who else is going to do the legendary run of episode 2?
No, I'm talking like I have not had an internet connection long enough to finish an episode.
Well, hold on 1 minute. Before we get into Halo 4, you have to see this. Check this out.
Please, let it not be something disturbing.
No,
I've
but dude, this makes me wish I was born in Japan right here.
Whoa!
Look at this. This is amazing. For those of you who are...
I don't like Spider-Man. Batman's
dude, his
pattern.
How dare you? No. Okay, have you seen Death Battle, Spider-Man versus Batman? Who won that one? Oh, wait, that was Spider-Man.
Who cares? Spider-Man's a pussy.
Batman got his freaking torso ripped out by Spider-Man, so who's the bigger pussy there?
So, Batman's still way cooler.
So nobody's noticing...
Batman to never kill anybody.
Yeah.
Spider-Man...
Guys, you guys are not noticing how huge they make his package?
No. I wasn't looking at his package, Michael.
Why are you focusing on that?
Yeah, really.
Because it's so huge. Like, why would you make it that big?
I can't even see through the glass.
Yeah, really. It's like glared.
Are you sure about that? I could see it perfectly.
How far have you zoomed in?
Yeah, really.
You guys are assholes.
You know, only 300%.
Just 300.
Oh, there goes my dog barking again.
No one.
Shout out to Scruffy.
SJ.
Have you taken down that website? I mean, that page yet?
Yes, he built a website for our dog, Michael.
Well, that's not a whole website, but he has a Facebook page and an RT page.
Our dog has a Facebook page.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but you made it. You didn't have someone from your podcast make it.
No.
Okay, I'm zoomed in on his crotch, and it's just a blank.
It's black.
I think Michael just has a very vivid imagination of a Spider-Man.
I think Michael wants to be with Spider-Man.
I think Michael wants
to
be
stupid,
with Spider-Man.
Superhero.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Winky face.
I think Michael wants to be Spider-Man's Mary Jane.
I'm sorry. I don't like Spider-Man as a superhero.
What? No, why? Why?
Because he's too whiny and overdramatic.
How is he whiny and overdramatic? Whoa. How is he whiny and overdramatic? When is he
Because he's a teenage girl.
Because
we're lame.
How is he lame?
Because this is the stupidest superpower. He's a spider. He can climb on a wall.
Wait, no. His superpower isn't his superpower isn't being a spider. His superpower is climbing on walls and super strength.
Right, yeah.
I'm just
what does Batman have? Batman has no superpowers. He's just a bunch of freaking gadgets that he built.
Listen, Josh, he ain't Thor, okay?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He ain't Thor.
Okay, well, Thor's a god. That doesn't count. That's not me being a superhero. That's not being a superhero. That's just being a god.
He's not Superman either.
Okay, well, Superman sucks.
And he's not Wolverine. Wolverine's way better, too.
Yeah, Wolverine's way better.
Wolverine's cool. Wolverine's cool, but I still like Spider-Man better.
Spider-Man is not better.
Shout out to Wally West.
Very
Wally West, probably the best superhero ever.
Deadpool.
He's pretty cool. Deadpool's cool, too.
Deadpool's funny, but we wouldn't consider him as a superhero.
Wally World. Shout out to whoever made that song, because that was a great song. But Spider-Man's still best superhero.
Nah, Spider-Man sucks. No. Wolverine's better.
Yeah.
Wolverine is clearly not better.
Yes,
Wolverine
he is!
Could beat him.
Why? Because he's freaking God?
Because
he's not a
Spider-Man
god,
but he can't die. He can't die.
Spider-Man can die. Wolverine
he's got a pretty sweet hammer, though. I mean,
I thought we were talking about
Wolverine. We're not talking about Thor, Colton.
Thor.
Wolverine also has a pretty sweet hammer, though.
I'm not sure how you found that out, Colin, but I'll just believe you.
If you compare to human evolution and between Spider-Man and Wolverine, Wolverine's more superior than Spider-Man.
How?
Yes.
How?
Because
how?
Spider-Man can
die.
Spider-Man can die, but Wolverine can't.
Wolverine can, like, just rip him to shreds. And Spider-Man can hit him with anything.
Okay, well,
has Wolverine
ever been the Hulk?
No, but he's never...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's never had to.
Such a
great... Never had to.
No, that's bullshit. Such a great evolution.
If
he can't even be a green
dude
who can die.
Joshua, listen. If Spider-Man would ever face Wolverine... I mean, not Wolverine, but the Hulk. If Spider-Man ever faced the Hulk would literally
rip
make
him
into a pancake.
No.
Yeah, that would...
The Hulk wouldn't be able to catch freaking Spider-Man.
Are you kidding me? The Hulk can jump farther than Spider-Man.
How do you know this?
Because have you seen the Hulk jump in all
have
his movies and cartoons?
Yeah. Cartoons?
Have you ever read a comic book? Really?
Wait, what?
Have you ever read a Hulk comic book?
I have read a Hulk comic book, yes.
I mean, come on.
No,
I found a Wolverine hammer. I found a Wolverine's hammer.
I don't think I want to see
Wolverine
whatever
hammer?
Picture you're about to
Is
post.
Is that the one where the... Where
it
you,
better be
just,
not what
just
you...
The blow-up
better...
one?
Whoa. He literally found
but,
it.
No,
made in
no.
the USA.
Oh.
Well, at least you didn't say made in Canada.
Oh my god,
that'd be totally inaccurate.
But I'll just say this though: this is probably the nerdiest conversation we've had in a very long time, mind you.
What about the nerdy conversation about superheroes?
No, that one wasn't. Compared to this, we're freaking like raging over Spider-Man and Wolverine and freaking the Hulk. This is hands down the nerdiest conversation we've had.
Listen, the Hulk can't die. Wolverine can't die.
How do you know the Hulk? How do you
Spider-Man
know the Hulk can't die?
Can die?
How do you know the Hulk can't die?
Cause they
haven't killed him
in
yet.
The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
they haven't killed him yet.
Wait. He tried to.
Emily. Is there any comic where the Hulk has ever died in? Is there any comic he has ever died in?
I
don't believe so.
I don't think so.
See, I was right. They can't kill him.
They can't, or they haven't.
They haven't killed him.
See, the thing is that. You can't kill him as a green person, but what if he's just regular?
No, you can't.
Remember,
in Avengers, he said that he tried. He tried, shot himself. And
the other guy stopped him.
Right.
One person at a time.
Well, I was.
Go, Colin, just say it so that
Michael over here.
I'm just raging right now.
Colton, just go ahead and say it.
In Avengers, like, he said he tried to, like, shoot himself in the head and, like,
with the head?
In the mouth or whatever. Like, he stuck a gun in his mouth or whatever. I don't remember exactly
what
he said.
It was the gun in his mouth.
But, like, then the Hulk just, like, spit at the bullet out.
Gotcha.
So, like I said,
so Wolverine can't die unless it's adamantium bullets.
What if they just put him in space?
No, even then.
Why would he not be able to die in space?
Because you can't kill him.
Because his lungs will just regenerate.
Yeah. He regenerates. He doesn't die.
So you're telling me if you leave him out in space for like 5 years, he's not going to die?
No.
Probably not.
No, his lungs.
That sounds like bullshit to me.
All of his organs.
Even if you throw him in the sun, I still think.
So you're telling me it's going to keep on regenerating over and over again?
I think in the sun he might, because it might be hot enough to melt his
adamantium.
Yeah, I can't say it.
Adamantium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he might die.
What if you put him in the? What if you put the Wolverine in space?
He'll die.
That sounds like a musical coming up. Wolverine in space coming soon.
Oh my god!
It sounds like a Muppet movie.
A Muppet?
Muppets in space featuring Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Oh my god.
This podcast is coming out great.
It's been a fun ride.
I like the Muppets.
It really has. It really has. Thank you guys for letting me be on.
Don't worry. It's a pleasure. We always love having
guests. Oh, God. It's a girl. We never had one before. I've never seen a girl before.
Colton, hands on the table.
Is it all filled up with white stuff under it?
Do you need a cloth?
Too far.
Yeah.
Do you need a napkin?
No, I'm good. I got it under control.
Good boy.
Is it like Randy style from South Park? It's like.
Michael.
I think they know what I'm talking about.
I was thinking of the where they lose their internet.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's what he said.
It's ectoplasm. A ghost was here.
Yeah, it's ectoplasm.
Oh, Lord.
I love that episode. It was funny.
I hate South Park.
Ridiculous.
You what? Hate South Park? No,
Michael, I don't like South Park.
Why Josh
really
hated
this.
South Park in the first place?
Wait, what?
Do you want me to tell everybody what was the original reason why you hate South Park so much?
I even forgot the original reason, so please, I actually like to hear this.
Remember when before you turned into some psycho who doesn't like God anymore?
Okay, that was taken a little too far, but if you're asking
before
I became agnostic, okay, sure, go, I'm listening.
Okay, Joshua believes in
agnostics on this, man. Yeah, exactly.
But like,
listen,
to call me
I'm
psycho,
Catholic,
sure,
okay,
but
I
go ahead.
In Jesus Christ.
We're agnostic too.
Oh, shout out to the agnostic people on the podcast.
Yeah,
woo!
Wait, Tom, you too?
You guys suck.
Yeah.
Wait, ooh, up yours, Michael. I got backup this time.
So
I got backup.
Preferences aside,
what is the South Park story?
All right,
okay, go ahead.
Colton,
yeah,
are you Catholic?
Oh, wait, what? I wasn't paying attention.
I was Catholic.
I was reading this thing about Hulk. Am I Catholic? No.
Aw, man, that means
he's
I'm the only Catholic guy here.
Congratulations.
I was Catholic.
Was is the key term.
I mean Catholic now, not Catholic back then.
Nope, never.
Just continue the story, Michael. Continue the story.
You know what? Forget it. I'm leaving religion out of this. Okay, so it was this one Christmas episode that Joshua saw.
Did you say Christmas?
Before he didn't, you know, he turned agnostic.
Well, this is that Mr. Hanky.
He's like, oh, this is all messed up. It's like, what? He's like, oh, they shot Jesus. It's like,
they always shoot Jesus.
Yeah.
No, wait.
But
Jesus.
This was
wait.
The original reason why Joshua didn't want to watch South Park. He's like, oh, he's making fun of Jesus. Why are you watching this?
Whoa. Hold on.
It was that Christmas episode.
I remember this now, but that's not the way it went. The
yeah,
way it
right,
went.
Josh.
No, I agree that I said that's kind of messed up. I felt they were taking it a little too far. I didn't hate them.
Oh, and now
of
you
that.
Think it's perfectly fine.
No. It's not perfectly fine. It's not perfect. I just feel like they're just really, everything's boring. Like their whole spiel is just like, let's find the biggest way we can insult something and then air it on TV. It's no better than the Jersey Shore, in my opinion.
What?
Which
I'm sorry. That's my opinion. It's just like, they're just trying to insult people. That's all the show tries to know.
It's just his opinion.
It's just my opinion. I'm just saying that, but I feel like they're just trying to insult people, and that's all they can really do.
So you're telling me you hate Family Guy and The Simpsons, too?
I hate Family Guy, Michael. You know I hate Family Guy.
You hate Family Guy?
Family
Guy. I love Family Guy back in the day.
The newer ones
in the
old.
Older
yeah.
days, it was freaking amazing. Now it's just like, yeah. it's like it's turned into The Simpsons.
Hey, Simpsons are still the greatest.
No, The Simpsons suck now.
Well, now, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they were good back in their day, just like Family Guy. But now they just suck.
But now they're just trying to... They're too mainstream.
Oh, whoa, hipster, don't be hipster now. Don't try to be hipster.
I'm not trying to be hipster.
No, Colton's already taken that title, so I'd be careful.
Hipster, dubstep hipster Colton.
You better know it.
Oh,
so
God.
I'd love to hear you with an enthusiastic voice.
Yes.
Just like once. Don't put it on, because I know it's fake.
Jimmy Lee Willikers, Batman.
No, that
Jimmy
was
Lee
Michael.
Jimmy
Lee Willikers? Was that like your...
Well, there's that.
That was like your, like your 1960s Batman impression of Robin.
I know, right? It's so
bad. I love your 1960s grammar. Jiminy Lee Wickers?
Jiminy?
No, Jiminy Willikers, Batman. It's what the kids say.
Jimmy Willikers.
I mean YOLO, right?
Yeah, I mean YOLO, right?
I mean YOLO, right?
You, I'm going to kill you all.
YOLO, Batman.
Tom, stop being a knobhead.
Sorry,
I
I'm bringing it up.
Batman's
bringing
not a superhero.
No, don't start this again. I'm
then
not
what
this
is he? We already talked about this.
He's just a normal person with lots of money, okay?
That's
no, here we go again.
Awesome person.
No. Let's hear Emily's perspective on this.
Shout out to Podcast One.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Shout out to Nicolas Cage.
If you have a lot of money, you donate it to help people who are in trouble because of crime.
Like
then
George
you're a
Lucas.
Super person.
Like George
you're a
Lucas.
Superhero.
No, they're not.
Like George
That's
Lucas.
Like saying,
yes, you are.
I have a lot of money and I can donate, so I'm a superhero now.
Well, exactly. Technically, he's not donating exactly. money. He's also donating his life to the cause.
He's like, yeah, like he gets shot and like beaten up a
Josh,
lot.
Josh, I still think and Batman would still die if Superman punched him in the face.
Bullshit! There was a point where freaking Batman actually beat Superman, so I don't know what you're
All
talking
he needs
about.
Is a kryptonite gun.
Yeah, really. Superman can die.
Oh,
he just has one weakness.
You're going to tell me he's going to find a way to weaken Thor then. If Thor ever met up with Batman, Thor would kill him.
Okay, Thor is a god.
So. Yeah, that doesn't count. Thor
if
is,
the Hulk ever faced Batman, he'd be screwed.
Well, it depends. Like, someone like Batman needs, like, time to, like, analyze his opponent. That's kind of
yeah,
what makes it so...
Thor, yeah, but no, the Hulk doesn't give time. The Hulk...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a straight-up Hulk versus Batman right then, right there, Hulk would probably kill Batman.
Hulk would win. I'll
yeah.
give you that.
But if Batman had time to actually analyze the Hulk, then he would win, in my opinion.
Yes.
Does anybody else not care because we're talking about fictional characters?
Well, we always talk about fictional characters. We were about to talk about Halo 4, and it's just full of fictional characters.
We're getting in such heated debates.
Well,
it's
dude,
very,
obviously you've never been to Comic-Con.
Debate. Yes.
No, I've
not. I have never, but...
You've never seen nerds attack each other in Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see that, actually. That would be fun.
We call them Nerds Fight Out. You know, it's a video game I'm producing.
Is this like Crack Baby Wars? Or Crack Baby?
Crack Baby Basketball?
Crack Baby Basketball. Yeah. Sorry.
What the fuck?
She messed up the joke. Ah, we forgive her. She's a girl. She don't know any better.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that just happened.
Sexism here on the podcast.
Women's rights. Women's rights. Women's rights.
Ah, women's rights has been thrown back 40 years anyway.
1920s never 1920s never forget.
Amen, sister.
I'm just saying, the way women are right now, women's rights might as well be thrown out the window.
I agree.
Well,
you,
I mean,
you know, you have these Kim Kardashians and your Paris Hiltons with their sex tapes and with their huge asses.
Whoa. You know what? Fuck you, Michael. Screw you.
What?
Paris Hilton isn't a horrible person.
Paris Hilton?
No, I'm sick and tired of people freaking bullshitting like, oh, she's a terrible person. She's done so many terrible things. Like donate money and time and stuff to charity.
So she gets a good rap for like 10 minutes.
Oh, what about
Lindsay Lohan, like compared to someone like Lindsay Lohan who's just a crack whore all the time.
Listen,
yeah,
Joshua, all of them are bad in the end. Okay,
but she's not like the worst human being on the planet. You're making her sound like she's freaking Osama bin Laden, for Christ's sake.
Hey, well, Paris, if I were Osama bin Laden, I would demand the U.S. to send me a Scarlett Johansson my way.
Wait, what?
Shout out to Amanda Todd, by the way.
Who? Oh, let's not get into that. Let's not get into that now.
No. Colton said it. He's got to do it.
What?
Do what?
Colton said Amanda Todd. I don't know who the hell that is. I saw Colton post something about it, and I thought, she's pretty hot.
Oh, my God, Michael. You're an idiot.
Yeah, go Google
You're a freaking moron, Michael. You deserve to be slapped right now.
Oh, leave me alone.
I had a joke for earlier, but now I'm not sure I
want
to say it.
Yeah, you probably don't
want to. Who is she? I literally do
okay,
not
Michael,
know
she's a teenage girl who showed pictures of herself on the internet and then committed suicide.
Why?
Basically.
Yep.
Are you going to make a joke about that?
No, I'm not making a joke about that. I was just saying,
Well,
about
women's rights. I'm going to make a joke about women's rights.
It's too late.
Yeah, really.
My joke was, I want to say it. Everybody's going to laugh.
Just do it.
Probably not. So if you could go ahead, and make me a sandwich and send it to me, that'd be good.
I don't get it.
I get it.
I don't get it.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. No.
It had to be in the moment.
Well,
yeah,
I guess.
But like
maybe.
I said, women's
well,
rights
I
don't
I mean
exist
yellow,
anymore.
Right?
Stop saying that.
It's true. It's the women themselves who are screwing up their rights.
Michael, that's every single person that's ever gotten rights screws it up.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Can we go back to talking about Wolverine and Hulk again?
No.
Did anyone see the new Silent Hill movie yet?
No.
No.
Did we talk about that one yet?
No,
I
it's
heard
poo-poo.
It was terrible.
It was okay. I like the first one better.
No, it's poo-poo.
Its cheap lastability is obviously seeable, a.k.a. it sucks.
What?
Well, that's that topic battered out the window.
Yeah, we beat that
every
topic.
Time I hear... Every time I hear Emily's voice over Tony's picture, it makes me...
What's your picture?
It's just him, like, sticking his finger in his mouth.
It wasn't my finger.
It's
Whoa!
Your finger.
Whoa!
You want to see someone if that's not your finger.
I don't think he's giving the finger the good time.
Or the other way around.
Or are you trying to throw up?
I'm
film
bulimic.
It.
We'll
put it up on the.
Well, you know, he's got to, like, maintain his modeling career.
Yeah.
Since when?
Since
have
forever.
You not seen
hey,
him?
You don't know me.
I've been dating you for 2 years.
You don't know me.
Okay.
Well, actually, let's talk about that, actually.
No, let's not talk about that unless they want to
talk
about
it. Because we have nothing else better to do.
We do, Michael, we didn't even talk about Halo 4 yet.
Let's get personal.
Let's not get personal. Let's not.
I'd rather get because Tom wouldn't get personal about his time at the Reading Festival.
Yeah, you're right.
Bastard.
That's because he peed in a cup.
He peed in a cup?
I didn't get pooped.
No, he told me a bit of a story about that afterwards, and he will not bring it up on the podcast.
I told you
how
before.
How come I was not told this story?
Because we were just chatting like the day after.
But didn't we just say it right here and now then?
Nah.
Yeah, well, there's a story, and he's not going to tell the story.
Yeah, so it's out news.
No.
I'm not going to tell it.
No. If they don't want to
tell... Well, at least tell me after the podcast.
I can tell you after. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but it's like,
but,
you know.
Wait, let's get a little personal and dig into
Let's
Emily
not
Tony's
get
life.
A little personal, Michael. If
yes,
they don't want to get into it.
Let's
Emily,
get
how did you meet Tony?
Let's just get physical.
Actually, I dated his best friend before I dated him.
Oh.
Whoa.
Jerry.
That's not
that exciting.
Mom.
Shut up, Michael.
Not that exciting, I promise.
No, it's not that exciting.
He was a pansy.
Did he at least did Tom at least? I mean, oh fuck, damn it! Did Tony at least follow the guy code?
What's the guy code, John?
The guy code is. Do you know what the guy code
That's
is?
A show on MTV.
No, but there's like a code for what Tony like.
Oh yeah, don't
no.
you have to wait a certain time before you can?
No. If you're gonna date if you're gonna date a best friend's ex, you have to ask.
He can't be your best friend anymore. He just wasn't his best friend anymore.
I wasn't friends with him anymore.
Oh, okay, then that's acceptable.
Yes, that's
Emily,
you
won.
I was
truly
I wasn't friends with him anymore for the same reason that she wasn't her
I wasn't dating him.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's fair enough.
He was
gagged.
Was he limp? Just talk about it. He was limp, wasn't he?
Yeah, he
was on the transplant list.
He was on the transplant list to get a kidney, and instead
he
of
died.
Working towards it.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, why did you go to the dark?
I got really sad there. I was like, what just happened?
I know.
Here, let me tell it.
He was on the way.
Michael, shut up, Michael.
Shut up.
What is happening?
He was a big pothead, and they told him, they found it in his system, and they told him, you have to stop smoking, or else you're going to be taken off the transplant list. And so he promised me he would stop smoking, and then he did it behind my back.
How long after?
I think he's off the transplant list now.
Yeah, he's completely off the transplant list. And that's the reason why I stopped being friends with him.
I said, I'm not going to watch you kill yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and watch you die, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
You can't.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, if you can't take care of yourself, why should I take care of him?
I were dying and I needed a kidney, would you guys donate one?
No.
Wait, what blood type
Maybe.
Are you?
I think I'm type O negative.
Oh, thank God, I'm not O negative.
Isn't that like the most, rare?
I don't know. I think I'm O positive.
Yeah, I think that's
like,
rare.
I give a shit about my blood type.
Michael, you don't even know what your blood type is.
No,
you're
I don't see
to know
doctors.
Your blood type.
Doctors seem to hate
I know
me.
My blood type.
Wait, Colin, what's your blood type?
B negative.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's pretty.
What does that mean?
It's actually pretty common.
Well, no, I'm B negative.
Nice.
Are you?
No, because I'm going to get a little serious here.
I'm putting
my serious face on, actually.
Take it off.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
Yeah, I am. No, because I was talking to Tony about this, and Tony knows what I'm talking about. I don't think
you
so.
What?
I don't know.
Talking about? You have an accent.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
What?
I love it.
Are you making fun of me because I'm
we
Spanish?
Talking about?
No. You're like Brooklyn.
Wait, what? What?
I've never heard my Brooklyn accent before, actually.
You have. You
no,
have
Michael,
an
you do
you
have a
it.
Brooklyn
you have
accent.
Accent.
You have it.
I do have a Brooklyn accent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never noticed it before.
Just
I just
like
thought it was
words.
How regular people talk. I always said, yo, dog, but you know.
Yeah, don't worry, Michael. People say I've got an accent.
Tom does not
have
an
Tom, you clearly
no,
do not sound like you're from Britain.
No, I don't.
I thought that's how people from Europe usually talk about.
Probably.
I've been told I sound Spanish as well.
What? You don't
what?
Sound nothing
See.
Spanish. I sound Spanish See. When I talk Spanish.
No, you're street.
What?
I sound
street.
Spanish when I speak Spanish.
Carry on.
You call me straight?
Streets.
Oh, streets. Okay.
I think he's trying to say I'm, below him.
I did say that.
I think so.
When did
what
I say
about
that?
Blowing him?
Whoa! Listen, I don't do that kind of stuff with
compliment,
guy. A little incentive in there.
Anyway, you were talking to Tony about something.
Oh,
yeah. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting serious. Putting my serious face on again. No, because Tony was asking me, Colton asked me if I could let, I don't know, Colton asked me, if Emily wanted to come on. He's like, is that cool with you? He's like, bro, I don't care if she's a member. I'm cool with anything. You guys are like family to me.
Aww.
And he's like,
aww. I started tearing up.
He's like, I feel the same way, he said. It's like, aww, I feel like crying, but I'm at work, so I gotta be serious.
So wait, if you weren't at work, you would have cried?
No, I wouldn't cry either way. Unless it's Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump, or me and Marley.
Me and Marley made me cry. I was bawling.
Me and Marley.
Yeah, I cried like a baby.
I've never seen that.
Because I have
a
dog.
Is that like the Triple X parody?
No, because
if you... Marley sounds like you're saying Myanmar.
Isn't that the Triple X parody, though?
What?
Me and Marley. Isn't that the Triple X parody of Marley and me?
It's just Marley. It's Marley and me. I'm just retarded.
No, but Colton's telling us that
we do not use the R word on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You could say special needs people, or people with needs, or
handicaps. I'd prefer you use the term derpy.
Everybody has needs.
Derpy hooves.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Shout out to Tom. Okay. Shout out to Tom derpy. For making a derpy hooves in freaking Minecraft and a Princess Luna.
Did he redo it?
Didn't he mess it up the first time? Dude, you need to go on Minecraft. Tom is a fucking artist, my friend. He not only made derpy hooves, but he also made Luna.
Does that mean you're going to give him his hand job like you promised?
And a Game Boy.
And a Game Boy. He made a Game Boy Color.
Are you going to give him the hand job you promised?
Well, you know. that has to be discussed in private.
Make a Triforce. That's what I'm requesting.
Yeah.
We still gotta make Tony's house. I don't know if he's done it.
Oh,
No, I finished Tony's house. I made his house.
We've done that.
I made Tony's house.
Oh, no way, Tom. You didn't save. So
yeah, that's right. Cause
shit. I'm sorry, Tom.
We had a little war, didn't we?
Tony's house is gone?
No, it's still there.
No, we made some improvements to it, but Tom forgot to save, so it's not there anymore. So
no, I didn't forget to save. I didn't save.
Oh, well, you could always come on and make it yourself, like everybody else did.
That's what she said.
Whoa!
Penis.
Vaginas.
Nice. So very quiet. And boom goes the dynamite.
Why do you say that? I know it's a meme, but really?
So,
because it's not really a relevant meme anymore. I'm bringing it back.
So, who's ordered their slap bands yet?
No one.
Wait, I want to order mine.
I already ordered mine. Mine's, and I also got the Achievement Hunter beanie.
Do
you have Achievement Hunter slap band or Rooster Teeth one?
No, I got the Achievement Hunter. What are you, crazy? Those things sell out like crazy.
Well, I want they're a Rooster Teeth on
my,
one.
They're
I
both want on one my too. Christmas list.
They're both on my Colin, you're adorable.
I'm a child, so,
he's the baby of the podcast.
Yeah, he's a baby. He can't work.
He can't work. He can't vote.
Yeah, he can.
He can't drink.
Wait,
so
Colin,
I can work if I want. I just don't want to.
Colin, why don't you just get a paper route? Why don't you just get a paper route like a normal child your age?
What's a paper route?
Whoa,
wait, nobody's at a
child age.
Really?
Josh, that reminds me of our old job together.
It's sort of like a mailman, but he just delivers papers.
Yeah.
No, I know what it is, but you don't.
Yeah, you know what? You guys want to.
That's not true. Old people read the paper.
Josh, we're going to talk about this. We're going to tell them our story as paper boys.
There's nothing to tell, Mike. We were paper boys. End of story.
Yeah, but we used to have all kinds of shenanigans going on as paper boys.
There was no shenanigans. An old lady left me $5 on her porch. End of story.
And also, we forgot. Sometimes we may have forgotten to give people papers because their house was kind of shady. They look like child molesters.
Well, I don't know about that now.
That's legit.
You throw and run. Throw and run.
Yeah, you throw.
Yeah.
But I mean, YOLO, right?
Have you never played Paperboy on freaking Super Nintendo? You know. Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Paperboy 2.
You say it so quickly,
fast,
though.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Super Nintendo.
I'm trying to get the world record in fastest talker, you know.
You're never going to beat the FedEx guy.
Wait, what? I died ridiculously?
No, Tony. Sorry.
I almost had him too.
So glad you guys, I'm so glad you guys are so focused on this podcast, you know.
I know, right?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Tony, you ain't the father.
Okay.
The father
is not
really
the mother either.
Whoa.
Colin, you have no father or mother.
I already knew that.
Okay. Michael, the fat. Your fat is not really fat. It is a child. You are the mother.
Ooh. Wait, what? I didn't know I had a vagina.
Well, you know, it's a whole new world for you, Michael.
Not really. I still see a long thing going down my pants. So I don't think I'm a girl.
Okay, who is the person singing "A Whole New World"?
Me.
Tony.
Damn it.
Josh was about to sing it, weren't you?
I was about to sing it, but then I was like, nope. I'm good.
Don't.
You guys could have harmonized.
I don't want to harmonize with another man singing "A Whole New World."
That would have been amazing, though.
That would have been. That would have been slightly.
It would have been magical.
It would have.
It would have been fabulous.
No, Colton. No.
No. You know what we need here? We need Nicolas Cage covered in bees.
No.
Shout out to the Wicker Man.
Not the bees.
Nicolas Cage is like the worst actor.
Yeah,
okay, maybe,
terrible.
Yeah, that we can
no,
all
that's
taking
a little
on.
Too far, but he's still not a good actor.
Yeah, I still do shoot him.
Oh, I have an old story that involves Nicolas Cage a bit.
Did he molest you as a child?
No, but,
there are a lot worse
mentally.
Actors.
Did you call him Uncle Nick?
No. That'd have been awesome, though.
Show us.
The dial out,
yeah.
A couple weeks
show ago. Us on the dial.
Let me just tell my story, and then you make all the jokes you want.
What did he put in your ass?
But,
Did he touch you in the no-no area?
A couple weeks ago, I did do a presentation in one of my classes. I
giraffes.
Forget. Which one? No, it didn't involve giraffes, but...
it involved Nicolas Cage.
Like, I just watched, I watched, like, National Treasure, and then I made my presentation. So at the end of the presentation, I was like, I'm going to add a page with just Nicolas Cage pictures on it.
Please tell me there was one with Nicolas Cage covered in the bees.
There was one with him covered in bees.
Why?
I don't know. What? It seemed like a good idea.
What grade did you get for that? What grade did you get?
I actually got points taken off for that.
Surprise! Points taken off by Nicolas Cage covered in the bees?
I ended up... No, like, there's, like, a lot of pictures. Like, a whole page of a presentation.
Wait. What was the
like
presentation on?
Like, I think it was, like, in geometry. Really.
Geometry?
Like a presentation. I do a presentation over a mathematician, and I just added Nicolas Cage at the end.
Is Nicolas Cage a mathematician?
Oh, he's the hypest mathematician.
Wow.
But, like, I got no reaction from the class at all.
Really, no one laughed at that?
It was really awkward, and just,
no one laughed at Nicolas Cage covered in bees?
I got, like, there's, like, one person laughed. Well, it wasn't just, like, Nicolas Cage covered in bees. It was, like, pictures from every movie that he's ever been in.
You know what you did
but
wrong,
why?
Though?
Did you put
you
the
only
picture
one
of Nicolas Cage as the Superman?
There's literally, like, probably 30 or 40 pictures on one page. That just
wow.
A collage.
Send us a screenshot of this.
Do you still have it?
I'll see. I think I have it saved.
He put in the dark closet. It should be.
You should have got the rest of the class to watch National Treasure, and it would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, "Why did you put Nicolas Cage at the end?" I was like, "Well, Nicolas Cage is one of the best actors ever." So.
Wow.
Wow.
So you're trying
here.
To get
no.
on your yearbook as class clown, aren't you?
Not really, but.
Well, you're doing a damn good job.
But, like, I got points taken off for that, and I even got, the teacher even put a note on, the, like, the grading, like, the gradings.
What did she say? What did she say?
It was called. She said, it was, like, keep it math, not cage, with in quotation marks.
Oh, wow, we got a comedian
in there.
Oh,
my God, that's good. I'm sorry, but that was good.
No.
Keep it mad.
Such a try hard.
Yeah, try hard.
I still think the bees would have made
it better.
I'm
sorry, but that was a good one.
Colin, you should have went with video.
You should have gone with someone other than Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you put like Leonardo DiCaprio, she'd be like, oh, you need more.
Yeah, I would have given you more points.
Of course, Tom would
I
should have
done
more.
Just like some.
He's got a boner for Leonardo DiCaprio for some reason.
DiCaprio's a great actor.
I'm looking at the presentation right now, and apparently I put like Internet Explorer logos all over the title page. I didn't remember that part.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It was decorative.
What's that got to do
with
I'll
math? Take screenshots.
Decorative.
Of... Oh, my apparently my I don't know how I don't remember this, but the mathematician was E the number. And I had no idea what that was.
What?
So.
Listen, you're talking
like
to a guy who doesn't like math.
You can Google it. You can Google it, but it just. I still don't know what it is.
I'm just trying to like get
somebody talk while
I'm
take these
I'm just fascinated that she didn't give you extra points because of Nicolas Cage covered in the bees.
I'm just trying to realize. That's only just like settling down to me that Internet Explorer and Nicolas Cage have something to do with geometry. that's the only thing I'm thinking of now. Fascinating.
You think we should start wrapping up?
No, this is going well. Yeah,
no, keep it going.
Yeah, I think
this is.
Somebody carry the podcast.
Let Emily carry the podcast. She hasn't done anything.
No,
she didn't know how to edit.
Just say something. Just talk.
I started the argument about Wolverine and Spider-Man.
I thought you were going to start singing.
Wait, okay, I have a question. Does anyone here watch Gravity Falls?
No, shut up.
Fuck
what?
You, Tom. What's your problem, Yank?
Wait, what movie?
I don't know. Never heard of
no,
it.
No, it's not a movie. It's a show called Gravity Falls.
Never heard of it.
Sounds stupid.
You think everything sounds stupid, Michael, and then you watch it, like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, what?
What is it?
It is a show. One of the, probably what I believe the only, like, good
on
show on the Disney Channel.
What's the Disney Channel?
Gross.
Wait, what?
Many shows that come from the Disney
What's
Channel.
The Disney
there are
channel?
No good shows on the Disney Channel besides this and probably Phineas and Ferb.
Yawn.
No. Gross.
Joshua.
How is Phineas and Ferb gross?
I hate Disney.
Wait. Are you, like, in general or just, like, Disney Channel?
In general.
Tony,
I'm
take this woman to
Disneyland.
Does
this
mean
you hate when Star Wars Episode 7 comes out?
I hate Star Wars.
Do you hate the Avengers?
No.
Well, that was made by Disney, so you know.
I know,
that's Marvel.
But that's Marvel.
Shut up.
No. Don't give me
just
that crap.
Disney owns Marvel.
But it's part of Disney now. It's part of Disney now, so it counts.
Hey, that actually, Joshua, that argument made my point about Hostess.
What do you mean? How does that make your point about Hostess?
I see what he did there.
Wait, no. I don't get how that makes your point valid, because it's not like Marvel filed for bankruptcy. Disney just bought them.
Yeah, well, somebody
it's not
else
like someone,
buy...
no
well,
one
you know
bought,
what? I'm
no
not
one...
even going to get into this conversation.
Yeah, because no one bought out Hostess, so you're wrong.
Somebody's going to buy out Hostess one.
Apparently Disney
because they already filed
Hostess.
For bankruptcy. You can't buy it out.
Why are they all
Yeah, you can!
Business... Disney is going to buy Hostess, all right?
Disney's going to buy Hostess.
Disney's
going to
buy
okay.
a Hostess and call it the Magic
That's
Kingdom.
What I'm understanding from this conversation.
Oh, my God.
You know what this conversation needs? More bees.
No.
No.
More Nicolas Cage pictures.
Actually.
More Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've got...
Yeah, because Tom has such a boner for Leonardo
oh,
DiCaprio.
You do, show it.
I got to try to find it.
Tony's got the best picture in the world.
Oh, God.
You will
is
like it, Michael.
Is it another picture of a
it's
girl
down.
Shooting a Nerf
no.
ball out
no.
of a vagina?
You said we need more bees.
We need more bees.
Oh, is it Nicolas Cage covered in bees? Or is it Harry Winkler covered in bees?
Better.
Better than
Oprah.
Is it a bee covered in bees?
No.
Is it
no.
Colin
is
covered
Is it the Jersey
bees?
Shore covered in bees?
That would be funny.
No, it wouldn't.
Nope.
Damn. Yeah, where is it?
Is it Tony covered in bees?
No.
Is it Michael covered in bees?
No.
Is it Colton covered in bees?
I already said that!
Is it like that picture of dogs playing poker, but it's actually bees?
That's it. Here, we got it.
By the way, is this saved on your computer?
No.
Yeah.
Is it safe for work?
I had to go find it.
Here we go.
Oh, 4chan. God, 4chan. Wait, what the hell?
Ready?
Well, that is the best gift Oprah can give.
Oh my god.
You couldn't have asked for more.
Now, if you had a Nicolas Cage picture that said is Nicolas Cage covered in bees, that would have been better.
No, that was pretty good. That was really good. Spot on there.
Yeah,
man,
it was good.
I could post
but at
these
the
all
end,
day.
You should have Nicolas Cage covered in bees.
I don't like that one. That one's stupid.
That was nice.
That's
good. Oh shit.
Please don't post any more ones.
Somebody likes 4chan too much.
I'm gonna paste like 70 of these.
Wait, there's too many bees.
Just
no, there's not. It's not another bee one.
Dude, what the
oh my
hell?
God.
Whoa. it's just people getting groovy with it.
All right.
That's weird.
Is this right, in Jamaica?
I'm done with the gifts. Don't worry.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I thought, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
It's so funny.
So, what's your internet voice then, Tom? Is that your internet voice?
No, that's just my Colton voice.
Oh.
Wow.
So, Colton, what's Tom's voice?
I don't want to try.
Okay,
please
Josh,
try.
What's Tom's voice?
I feel like I'm not doing it.
What's Tom's
please
voice?
Do it.
Yeah, you have a Tom voice.
My interpretation of Tom was like, oh, my name is Tom Pierce. Everyone but me is a nobbit.
That sounds so bad.
Why are you saying a nobbit?
Because that's how it sounds.
It's not.
He says he says it like this, nobbit.
Even Colton's upset.
Yeah, I do.
And it sounds like nobbit.
Josh.
Nobbit.
Nobbit.
Would you stop talking about your wings already?
What?
What?
We were talking about our wings.
Yeah, we are. Nobbit.
Who put on the chat?
No, Nobbit.
Who put on the chat? I figured out what it is now. Equals penis.
Put it in the link dump.
What, Nobbit?
I did earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he like typed out what it was supposed to mean. And then he spelled penis with two eyes.
You know, guys, for the next few months, I'm going to be living by myself. I'm going to fend for myself now.
Who's going to watch your porn with you, though?
For only a few months?
Yep, for a few months. I'm going to experiment life without anybody around me.
Oh, there'll be experimenting.
Yeah, so much.
That was terrible.
That's pretty funny.
You're mean.
Like a Spider-Man.
I was going to...
Wait,
was
what?
Gonna
what about Spider-Man?
DS, but now I think about it. Maybe I shouldn't.
Okay. Here's the Nicolas Cage page.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez.
Good lord.
I like the one of him as a cat.
Yeah. I like the picture where he's covered in bees.
I'm definitely sending this to Ray.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
Call it, I'm sending your picture to Ray right now.
I teared up a bit.
And at least mention me in it. Just put like, you know.
I'm just going to say, the bees!
That's amazing.
That was beautiful.
Wow. Thanks for giving me all the credit for that.
You should have got 100 for that, Colton.
I'm just gonna say, I did all the work. I found the picture.
Nobody else helped me. Say like the bees via at SBATKK. Name drop.
Whoa.
Name drop.
Shut up. Nobody wants to hear your freaking
and that's
Twitter
the title
blind.
Page. And both of these pictures will be in the link dump.
Uh huh.
Way to give your teacher like anonymity.
It's also a letter. That is true.
Okay, so you think we should wrap up, you know?
Sorry, were you trying to be funny on this homepage?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're an
maybe.
Idiot. I just saw that and it looks so stupid. Either number, it's also a letter.
Wait, your teacher's name is Miss Zink?
Yes.
Why is she not teaching science?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, that was clever, Tom. Boom. That was clever.
Wow, that was...
I was about to say that, actually.
You should ask her that. You should ask her that, Colton.
Yeah.
I will do that
if you're going for that
tomorrow.
Why don't you ask her why she is a dirty old whore?
Wow, she's Michael. Right?
That was just rude.
Yeah.
I'm mean, okay?
Well, she's not really that old either, so...
Yeah.
How old is she?
Fuck you.
She's 22, I believe.
She's probably a MILF then.
22.
Yeah, you could 22? Be. You could be 22.
No,
to
even have a child.
Well, no. Well, no. Let's
you
not say things
that.
Aren't true.
No,
is she
no,
blonde?
No, no,
no. Okay.
No, I mean,
if
like,
you're a teacher,
yeah.
Really?
Well, you
Colin,
know.
is your teacher blonde?
No.
What is she?
She's a woman.
Zinger.
That actually made me laugh. That wasn't
Zing.
A big laugh.
I'm proud of my Colton laugh.
Alright. Well,
you can
it's
die
time
happy.
To wrap up. So, let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
World.
Send us your intros at stfpodcast@gmail.com. Seriously,
questions
we need
too.
Them.
Questions too.
Yeah, no, questions. People. Actually, in questions, send them to the forum that Colton made, actually, which he will link them.
Yeah. I will do that. Yeah, and there's also on our website. On our website, there's a link for the questions.
Oh, you did that?
stfpodcast.blogspot.com. Yeah, I added a link.
Whoa!
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen this.
So you could just go. There will be links.
Have...
There should. By the time this podcast is out, I should have links to most of this stuff on the website.
He
so just go to STF.
Enthusiastic there.
Just go to STF. This website is my baby. So.
What's the name of the website, Colton?
The splatter.
And
the
Firefox
website
is the father.
Podcast.blogspot.com, which I've said four times.
It's .co.uk.
It'll be in the...
If you want... If,
no, it's not
.co.uk. Don't forget to check our wonderful, awesome-made videos at YouTube, STF Podcast.
Oh, yeah, Colton, post those on there as well.
There will be links to our channel.
Good.
I will put a link.
What else? We have a Twitter account, at STF Podcast.
There's a link to that also.
Yes. Don't forget to submit your themes. We seriously need them. We're running out.
We don't really need them, but they would be cool. And we would certainly put them up.
And we will also give you a nice shout-out.
Yes.
Since we are a super popular podcast, number one in the world.
I will give someone $3.
I will... Yes.
Wait, what?
I will yes.
Wait, did somebody say they would flash them for a theme?
There's someone swimming on the ground. Oh.
Swimming is awesome.
$3 if they submit a very good
theme song intro,
and it can't be someone in the podcast.
Oh, I was gonna say I did like how many of them did I do?
You did most of them.
I said good theme song.
Oh, making fun of your work.
I think I did make those in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you could tell.
Oh shit!
I literally made those like we were gonna record the podcast. I was like, well, I should make an intro, and that's what that happened.
I'm serious. Life. I will send someone $3 over PayPal if they make a good theme song.
Will you send me $3 over PayPal if I say no. You look nice?
Hey, Colton, guess what?
What? You get that for free.
You're not getting a DS this year.
What? I wasn't really... That doesn't surprise me. I'd be happy
if
I got
good boy,
cold.
Maybe you'll get a DS.
I'm tired. So are we done, or
yeah,
are we going to
go
play Halo 4?
We're going to play some Halo 4, but before then... Wait, guys. Before then, we would like to thank Emily for being on our podcast today.
And I hope you can come back sometime soon.
We'd hope you want to come back sometime soon.
We need some feminine in here.
Oh,
we hope Michael didn't scare you away.
Was it fun being on the podcast?
I had a blast. When Tony told me that you guys, that Colton asked me to be on the podcast, I about pooed myself. I was so excited.
Whoa! Skid mark Rome over here.
You don't have to take the piss.
Should I be proud of that?
Colton, no. You made a woman
don't,
poop.
Yeah.
You should be very proud.
Colton's getting so excited right now that he keeps hitting the desk.
That's not his hands
either.
Well,
thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. See you guys later.
Bye.
Yay. See ya.
Peace.
Bet on it.
No.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! Oh, no, my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Ah!